In this bulletin, more than half of Afghanistan's Invictus Games team may be seeking asylum in Australia. Staff stage a global walkout from tech company Google over its treatment of women, and Roger Federer advances to the quarterfinals of the Paris Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. SBS has learned more than half of Afghanistan's Invictus Games team has stayed behind in Sydney after their teammates returned home. Those remaining in Australia are believed to be planning to seek asylum before their visas expire at the end of November. An Invictus Games volunteer helping the Afghan team during its stay, Miras Ramaki, says when the team was due to depart last Sunday, five athletes and one official didn't go to the airport with the team. He says it wasn't pre-planned.
When he came and saw the people in here, they met different people, and they basically it was his first time going back, going out of his country and being in a safe or secure or peaceful environment. The interactions that he had, the peaceful interactions that he had, the environment he was looking for, this actually totally changed his perceptions. Being 10 days with DIMS, my understanding is that they never actually had the intention to stay back in this country. They wanted to go back. But this 10 days actually changed their perceptions.
About 200 visiting athletes and officials applied for asylum in Australia after the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast in April. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia wants refugee children brought from Nauru to be settled permanently in Australia. It comes as the government has said that the children of asylum seekers will be taken from Nauru before Christmas, but never allowed to settle permanently here. FECA's Mary Petsetsos has told SBS News any uncertainty about the status of the children simply continues Australia's mistreatment of them.
Australia has a successful migration policy that has been in place for a very long time, and that policy is based on a commitment to successful settlement and to citizenship, which brings with it rights as well as responsibilities. So it's really critical that we understand that if we are to bring children here with their families, that we need to give them the security.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a cyber attack and extortion attempt against a major Australian defence shipbuilder highlights the need to remain vigilant to malicious activity. National security agencies are investigating after an unknown offender hacked Austel to access drawing designs and the personal contact details of some of its staff. The attacker tried to sell some of the material online. Mr. Morrison says there's always the possibility a breach could occur.
I think it's a reminder of why it has been so important to continue to invest so strongly in Australia's cybersecurity. That is not a 100% foolproof guarantee that breaches cannot occur. And Mr. McGibbon will be preparing the government's and leading the government's response to these issues. But we are still working through to determine the precise facts about these things. But it's a constant reminder of the need for vigilance, and that's why our government has been so committed to bolstering our capabilities in this area.
Staff from the tech company Google have walked out in a series of unprecedented protests against the company's treatment of women. The protests come amid complaints of sexism, racism, and unchecked executive power in their workplace. This staff member is demanding a change to how sexual misconduct allegations are handled at Google.
Hoping it'll create conversations and then create actions, right? So for us to be kind of a leader as a company, you know, to other companies around the way that we treat cases of like sexual misconduct would be amazing. And so setting a high standard is really what I'd like to see.
To tennis, and Roger Federer has moved one match closer to reaching his 100th ATP title following his straight sets win against Fabio Fognini in the Paris Masters. The 37-year-old comfortably defeated Fognini 6-4, 6-3, and will now advance to the quarterfinals. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for today. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, also partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, a few showers, a cool change, and 30. Hobart, showers increasing, 25. Canberra, a shower or two developing and windy, 33. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 35. Sydney, much the same, 37. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 35. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two and 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.